Colombia's president calls U.S. attacks on alleged drug boats act of tyranny. Drone activity confirmed at multiple Denmark airports. Russia will expand aggression beyond Ukraine if not stopped, Zelensky warns. Israeli strikes killed dozens in Gaza City, hospitals say, as offensive expands. Anti-ICE. Message on ammunition at Dallas shooting that killed immigration detainee Rihanna and ASAP Rocky welcome the birth of their first daughter. Nursery parents told to pay thousands for kids' art, sparking uproar and a midnight heist. Meet the history-making astronauts headed for the moon. 20 injured in Yemen drone attack on Israel. Rescuers and military say Malawi's ex-president wins selection in comeback at age 85 Israeli forces near Gaza City Center, as Hamas reportedly prepares for street-to-street fighting. The professor who beat fraud allegations to become Malawi's president, again. Typhoon Ragasa makes landfall in China after 17 killed in Taiwan, killed seeking food. Jeremy Bowen on Abdullah's shooting in Gaza's lethal aid system. Gaza City medics describe hospital overwhelmed by casualties from Israeli strikes. Landmark deals way for cheaper HIV. Protection. Jimmy Kimmel calls out anti-American threats to free speech in tearful TV return. Kyiv can win all of Ukraine back from Russia, Trump says. 7 years ago, Trump's UN audience laughed. This year they were silent. Phone spyware scandal in Greece moves to court as critics claim cover-up. 6 West Africans deported from U.S. sent to Togo despite legal fight. Kremlin threatening Moldova's independence. President warns ahead of key vote. Secret Service disrupts telecom threat near UN General Assembly. British Egyptian activist reunited with family after release from prison. Eswatini says it has repatriated U.S. deportee to Jamaica. Russia's involvement in drone sightings cannot be ruled out, Danish PM says. Sydney night stalker pleads guilty to string of sexual assaults in 90s. There's no way we can afford $100,000. Small firms scramble over H-1B visa fees. No warning, residents reel from deadly flood after typhoon bursts. Taiwan Lake. The sun sets on India's iconic and controversial Soviet fighter jet. America's blame game over Canada's wildfire smoke misses the point, experts say. Greenland contraception scandal victims here. Danish PM's emotional apology. Rosenberg, Russia brushes off Trump's claim of paper tiger in aimless war. Howling winds and sheets of rain. Inside Chinese city battered by Typhoon Ragasa. Italian actress and star of The Leopard. Claudia Cardinale dies aged 87. Born in India but not Indian, stateless man fights for citizenship. Fact-checking claims Trump made about autism. The Gen Z uprising in Asia shows social media is a double-edged sword. Kimmel pulls no punches as he sends defiant message to Trump. We need solutions. Palestinians in West Bank fear recognition is not enough. Why the Pakistan-Saudi Arabia defense pact is unsettling. India, European recognition of Palestinian state shows U.S. still only power that counts. Why does China prefer war? The K-drama line that infuriated the Chinese internet. Kirk Memorial's religious and political mix. Hints at future of MAGA movement. My three boys starved to death. I hope angels bring them home, says Afghan mother. South Korea would accept a Trump-Kim deal to freeze nuclear program, president tells BBC. Recognizing Palestinian statehood opens another question. Who would lead it? Watch, White House replaces President Biden portrait with image of an auto pen. Watch, moment water shatters glass doors of Hong Kong hotel. Moment sinkhole pulls down power lines in busy Bangkok street. I didn't intend to make light of Charlie Kirk murder, says Jimmy Kimmel. Watch. BBC correspondent reports from southern China, hit by King of Storms. China leads nations with new climate plans, defying U.S. climate denial. Oil pulls back from 7-week high as traders ponder supply-demand uncertainty.